Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I have been impressed for a long time by a man who has been studying and analyzing and informing the rest of us about one of the most insidious aspects of that war, the home front. And in particular, when those of us who have had the privilege to serve in the government or military of the United States taken an oath to protect our country, our Constitution, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, there are few people who have understood or certainly done more to help expose enemies domestic than our guest Trevor Loudon. Trevor is the author of important books and the director and driving force behind an important movie about the extent to which our government has been penetrated by such enemies, entitled The Enemy Within. I always look forward to the chance to visit with him, but I'm particularly pleased to be able to do so here at the Conservative Political Action Conference, in a segment we have pre-taped as that conference was going on and playing for you right now. But Trevor is with me in the flesh. It's always good to have him in any form, but particularly to do so in person. Welcome back, Trevor Loudon.
Hey, look, it's great to be on, Frank, and it's a real pleasure to catch up with you.
Well, the pleasure is mine, needless to say, but I want to make sure that the audience is pleased by learning some of the things that I have learned from you over the years. And you have a marvelous expression that kind of captures the problem in a distilled way. Would you share with us key insight there?
I say there are at least 100 members of your House of Representatives and 20 members of your U.S. Senate who are so enmeshed in Muslim Brotherhood front groups or neo-Marxist groups, or in some cases both, they wouldn't be able to pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus.
Wow.
They wouldn't be allowed to sell you stamps at the post office or to serve or to clean the toilets at a U.S. military base. But they're serving on the Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, and they are trashing the Constitution every single day.
Yeah, and your comment there explains that this isn't just because they're incompetent, but that this is a purposeful assault on our Constitution. Is that right?
Look, for a long time you had two political parties in this country, the Republicans and the Democrats. And you had liberal Republicans and you had conservative Democrats. You know, it was pretty hard to tell sometimes which party a person belonged to. But the left started to really infiltrate the Democratic Party in the 1960s, mainly through the labor unions. Mm. But that went into overdrive in 1994. Because that was when Democrats...
Before we go to 94, though, let's talk about the takeover of the labor unions, because that's a story that I think most of us don't know.
Well, see, the labor unions in America were quite unusual because they were run by anti-communists like Lane Kirkland and George Meany.
Right.
But in the late 80s and early 90s, Democratic Socialists of America took over AFSCME, the Government Workers Union. They took over SEIU, and they used that union muscle to depose Lane Kirkland in 1994 and place their member, a Marxist, John Sweeney, into the AFL-CIO presidency in 1994. Mm. Now, the first thing he did was to remove the bar in the AFL-CIO's constitution banning communists from holding office. And he removed that restriction. The Marxists came flooding back in, They took over every major labour union in the country, and now the unions are completely in the tank for the hard left.
Yeah. You know, I remember
to influence the Democratic Party,
and not only influence it, but really to
to take it over.
You know, I'm reminded that my old boss Ronald Reagan, of course, became a profound anti-communist because of his exposure to the communists in the Screen Actors Guild
in
the Hollywood unions.
That is how he learned how communists work.
Right, and profoundly affected him, and he actually testified against those communists. And he served with incalculably important effect as an antidote during his time to a lot of that communist agenda, the Marxists and so on. In 94, they took over the labor unions. At what point do you suggest they really began so dramatically transforming the Democratic Party as to make it the unrecognizable engine of the radical left and, for that matter, the Sharia supremacist agenda that it is today?
Yeah, well, look, they went into overdrive from that point, and they started purging the conservative senators and the moderate senators. Joe Lieberman was the last conservative Democrat to go, or moderate Democrat to go. He was far too pro-Israel for their liking.
Right.
So they
forced to run as an independent.
They forced to run as an independent. Yeah. So they used that. See, if you control labor unions, you effectively control who gets elected and who gets selected for Democrat office. Mm. And that applies right from county commission up to federal and presidential level.
Right. What I'm concerned about, though, Trevor Loudon, is that in addition to this tragic takeover of a party I actually was a member of back in the day, morphing it into really the political operational arm of the red-green axis, as it's been called, the red left, the green Islamists, you now have this, as you say, coming together in the person of Keith Ellison, the Democratic member of Congress from Minnesota, who is now both the chairman of the Progressive Caucus, which is, of course, the radical left in Congress, plus the number two man in the Democratic National Committee. And these forces are now joined at the hip in his person, but also more generally, as you know, Trevor Loudon, and are a force that may shape dramatically what the Democrats hope will be a wave election. The people here at the Conservative Political Action Conference, I think, are concerned about that and determined to try to do what they can to prevent it. But tell us what's at stake if they should succeed.
Well, what's at stake? See, you're right about Keith Ellison. He is a lifelong associate of the Communist Party USA, of Maoist groups in Minnesota, but also the Nation of Islam and several Muslim Brotherhood front groups. He is the enemy's enemy. He's the epitome, the archetype of this whole movement. And he's really at the rudder now. So what you're seeing is you're seeing the left of the Democratic Party basically aligning with the hard left of the Democratic Party. All the moderates are being squeezed out. All the conservatives are being squeezed out. So you have this very, very militant faction. What they're doing right now is pouring huge amounts of money and resources and thousands of organizers into Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina. And they are working
swing states.
The swing states, they're working the old rainbow coalition strategy of Jesse Jackson. They're trying to unite the progressive whites, progressive Latinos, progressive blacks, Asian Americans, Muslim Americans, Native Americans, and gay Americans into a revamp of Jesse Jackson's rainbow coalition. And they figure that is 51% of the electorate. And they are planning to basically destroy the Trump presidency as much as they can, then run the Rainbow Coalition strategy in 2018 and 2020.
Yeah. We have to leave it at that. Trevor Loudon, there's so much more to talk with you about. The author of The Enemies Within, it's a terrific film as well as an incredibly rich resource in book form. Thank you for joining us, my friend, and for the great work that you do on this and so many other fronts. Come back to us again, if you would, soon.
Pleasure.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.